B-Pod Studios.
What day is it?
Who wants to know?
Why do you ask?
Do I have to go to school today?
One question begs another, which begs the question.
What is today?
Today is tomorrow.
It's not working.
And breathe.
I don't like it.
Seriously, what day is it?
Oh, seriously?
I'll get my question answered one way or another.
Fine.
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Okay, it is time to start our show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning and welcome to a Tuesday morning with a little bit of a, what should we call it, a weather event.
Oh, boy.
By the way.
Yeah.
It's not really a, you know, a blizzard or anything like that. It's just going to be a nasty snowstorm that comes in and then changes over to rain.
Just in time for the evening commute.
That's right.
We've already got an early release in my town, so.
Supposed to start in Boston around noontime. The heavy is between 3 and 7, but it's going to be steady right until 11 o'clock and then change to rain.
Okay, that's good. And it's a, what are you figuring, like, north and west is going to be like 8 inches plus.
Yeah, 6 to 8.
6 to 8 and boom, you know.
3 to 5, 4 to 6 in Boston, less on the South Shore.
Okay, so that's good news. Not going
to
be
snow. You'll have to shovel. Yes. Heavy. It's going to be heavy too.
Heavy, heavy, nasty snow.
Only if you don't get it before it turns over.
Yep.
I got my Aaron snowblower.
Shovel early and shovel often. Okay. The temperature in Boston right now is 21 degrees. And the things we got coming up on the program today. We got a special guest in the studio this morning. Kelly McFarland is going to be here. She's absolutely fantastic. Kelly will be here a little after 7 this morning. We got to talk about Dr. Ruth. Dr. Ruth is 90 years old, and she's got a new TV show coming out on what is on Hulu, I think it is.
Yeah.
And
one of the teasers that came out got a story about something that happened with one of her grandkids.
Oh, God.
That may or may not have scarred him.
I was on the Dr. Ruth show twice.
You got to be kidding me.
Nope. I wasn't a guest or anything. I was in the audience.
I was going to say, wow.
I was in the audience.
Okay, well, we'll have to hear about that. Okay.
West Hamer.
Okay. Okay, hey, Patriots haters, what is really setting off the Patriot haters now? You're not going to believe this.
Shout out to the Northeastern Huskies on the Beanpot Championship, second time in a row.
Congratulations. And what do women really want for Valentine's Day? We're getting conflicting reports on this, so we thought maybe we'd take it to you, the women. You should be experts on this. What do you really want for Valentine's Day? So all this is coming up this morning right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
And speaking of wanted dead or alive, if you've been kind of following this, it's kind of like a back burner story going on for the past 6 days because the El Chapo trial has been going on. Now, if you're not, refresh your memory, he was the Mexican drug cartel ringleader who was wanted, and they finally caught him. And he was in the best prison in all of Mexico, from which he dug a tunnel out and escaped.
And he has escaped twice. He escaped in 2001, and then in 2015, they found a massive tunnel. I mean, talk about infrastructure.
Yeah.
It was bigger than the Big Dig.
Amazing.
To get him out of there. And he escaped out of the jail cell floor, which had a hatch for him to run down underneath.
It was like right out of like Better Call Saul.
Right.
You know, you're right. It was.
It's crazy.
Really. Okay, so they finally get the guy, and he's extradited to the United States where he's standing trial seat. And now his trial has been going on, and they've closed the arguments, the prosecution closed the arguments, and they've been debating, the jury's been debating for 6 days now. We're thinking, wow, what's the debate?
Didn't the federal government prosecution think that this would have taken probably 15 or 20 minutes to debate?
Yeah, like a complete slam dunk.
You know, I'm just thinking, if I was on this jury, I'd be thinking, I wonder if he knows where I live.
Okay.
I wonder, even though early in the jury selection process, his lawyer, El Chapo's lawyer, pledged they would not kill any jurors.
Okay, well, that's kind of a bold statement right
there. So that's good. But don't you think you'd be thinking about your own safety a little bit?
Yes.
At that point, going, guys, I don't know. I'm a little concerned. He's kind of a really bad guy. You've just sat there for 4 months watching all of this evidence of things that he's done and, like, associates he's offed because they went against him and be like, I don't know about this. We can send him back to Mexico and it'll be all right, huh?
Let them handle it.
I would be a little nervous.
I would beg off of that jury.
You would?
617-931-1057.
All right.
I want to know if anybody here has ever been on a jury that they were afraid to be on.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the Whitey Bulger jury. Who wanted to be on that jury?
No. Yeah.
That's a funny thing.
I mean, law enforcement didn't want to arrest him. why would somebody in the area want to be responsible for putting him away?
Right?
617-931-1057, okay?
One guy got booted off the jury because he asked if he could get El Chapo's autograph.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. Good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. Okay. We just told you about the thing that's driving all the Patriots haters. It's absolutely insane right now. They're saying that, well, there's this organization called Discover Boating. And they've offered Belichick a deal to paint his boat to change the name. Because his name of his boat now is...
it was Seven Rings.
Seven Rings, yeah. Okay, because he's got seven rings. Got he had five with the Pats, Super Bowl rings, and then two with the Giants. So now they're saying, okay, he's going to change... The boat's going to be changed to Eight Rings. So...
It's a little boring.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, an easy paint job. All I used to do is add the other,
yeah.
You know.
And some pretty good suggestions are coming in. Like, you know, to fight the Patriot haters, this is a pretty good one. Don't, and then the letter H, and then eight. So it would be don't hate. That'd be good here. So hang on.
More rings than Tiffany's, I think, would be.
That would be a good one. Yeah. Okay. So, okay. Hey, what do you got for us?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good. How you doing?
Good. I figured, what about the goat boat?
There you go.
Got it, Moon. Got it, man.
Good one, Mooney.
Thanks.
Hey, take care, you guys. Good talking to you.
Okay, see you later, man. Thanks,
Cole.
Take care. Right. Yeah.
So, what do you got for us?
Bowl Buster.
A Bowl Buster. That's super.
Wow. He busts every Super Bowl.
Oh, I gotcha.
I thought it was a toilet joke.
Okay. have a great day.
I like that.
Bye-bye.
Okay, what else you got here?
I got one that's a little deep and nerdy, though. All right.
Nerdy.
Follow along with me.
Deep
How about
nerdy.
This one? Billboat Baggins, Lord of the Rings.
Wow.
Now, that's funny.
You're right. That is nerdy.
What do you think?
That's funny. That's funny.
Yep.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
Hank, if you would, please.
The Northeastern Huskies won their second straight Beanpot Hockey Championship last night at the Garden. They beat BC 4-2. Big game for the Celts tonight. They play in Philly against the Sixers. Kyrie out with that sprained knee. Pre-game show starts at 7:30 right here at 105.7 WROR. Bruins host the Blackhawks tonight. And Red Sox spring training begins today in Fort Myers for pitchers and catchers. The full squad workout is next Monday. Sports is brought to you by SBLI.
Okay, thank you very much. We got Bill's online. Hey, Bill, how you doing this morning?
I am doing great. You got a good name, and this is a clean one, too.
Oh, really?
Okay,
that's switch. What do you got for us?
Too old, too slow.
That's a great name,
man. Maybe for Brady's boat.
Yeah.
The Lorne and Wally Morning Show. With Lorne, LBF, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays. 80s and more. All day and night. 105.7 WRO.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Okay, now we got the good news and bad news this morning. The bad news is it's going to snow today. The good news is in just 27 days, daylight saving time starts.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. And really, we also have great news. The great news is that Kelly McFarland is here in the studio.
Yay!
Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
Hi, everyone.
You smell really nice, not to make you feel uncomfortable.
Do I smell good? Yep. This is a new scent for me.
It is?
Yeah, it's like a rose, I don't know. Grandma, Nana.
Oh, maybe I'll get it for my wife for Valentine's Day.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Oh, my God, honey, you smell just like Kelly.
Speaking of Valentine's Day, you need to help us. If you would, please help us out this morning because, you know, we're guys and we're clueless. And day after tomorrow is Valentine's Day.
Oh, I've been listening. Bill Boat Baggins.
That was funny.
It was
that was funny.
I'll give props to that. It was good.
So we need, because I've read two different studies. They had these big surveys and they asked like 1,000 women. Mm-hmm. One of them came back and said the thing that women want, number one thing a woman wants is a card. And I'm thinking really seriously. I mean,
yeah.
Okay.
And then why is that so surprising
to
you?
Yeah, a card. They want a card.
Okay. It's like the most basic amount of effort you can put in.
So you think that.
And yet.
Right?
One would think, yeah.
Yeah,
really.
You're like, oh, she wants a card. I'll go get a card. You can't just grab a card. Like, I will tell you this. I have a trigger. If I get a card for Valentine's Day and it has Snoopy on it.
Yep.
With Woodstock. I'm like, popular. You put zero effort into this.
That's not true.
And it came from Shaw's.
Well, that might be true. But also, I find, because it can be very confusing because there are so many when you go to the card store, there are fewer when you go on Wednesday.
Oh, good.
If you go the day before, it's almost like there's
too many.
The selection has been really narrowed down for you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. Wouldn't you rather have one that was like purchased as blank inside because then it forces your significant other to write some nice things and take time and write some things down, not have some stranger in Oklahoma write some fake card.
You know, I have to ask now, my darling friend.
Yes.
So do you do this?
I do.
And what
I find like a nice romantic looking card that's got like a nice picture on it or something that I think represents my wife.
Like a like an old timey truck with some daisies in the back.
Right, rusty truck.
that's
you know
really
what I mean?
Cute.
Like, yeah, it's cute.
Looks like, really slow, like I am.
Or like two golden doodle puppies, like wrestling with a duck.
And I'll
all right. So let's play a game. You ready? Do we have a couple minutes to play a game? I love
A couple of swans with their necks entwined.
That's good.
Don't do
that's
that.
Good,
no, get out. All right, I'm going to give you what the card has on the front. You tell me what you're going to write in the inside. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. On the front of the card, it's a it is a otter, and it's on its back, and it's beating a rock against some sort of oyster, and another otter is behind it, kind of trying to hold its hand. What do you write?
Get ready for tonight.
Great.
Really?
You did a great
job.
That was awesome. That was so.
At least I was thinking in that, you know.
I love it.
That's romantic.
Where do you find that card?
Hallmark's Otter Collection.
Yeah. Otter Collection.
You know what's funny is that was really good because you don't know which otter's saying that. Right? Like, it could be the otter with the rock, or and they're in a fight, or it could be the other otter.
But there was an oyster there, and there was an otter on their back.
That was a really good pickup. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Ready? Here's your second one.
Another card. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
This one's for you, Lauren.
Okay. Okay.
Ready?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. It's a card, and on the front, there is a giant cartoon bear, and he's just wearing tidy whities. And he's holding a box of chocolates that's a heart, like traditional Russell Stoffer.
Yeah.
And then the other one in his other bear arm paw thing, he has a dozen red roses.
Uh-huh.
What does the inside say?
The inside says, I didn't have enough hands to carry the Charmin.
Wow. My hiney's so clean. Yeah.
So
all right,
romantic.
Good one. I'll take that one.
So romantic.
And then, Brian, here's yours.
Okay.
Yours is...
Oh, gosh.
Two sea turtles playing Yahtzee.
Really?
Yes, really. I know. I don't know how I come up with it. It's two sea turtles playing Yahtzee. One, I'll give you more detail because one is wearing a sweater that says, I'm with stupid. Does that help? Oh, and the other has a full house. This is why Brian... needs the Snoopy and Woodstock.
No, this is why I trust the professionals at Hallmark to write a really nice card.
Professional card.
My
writers.
Mother is a fan of getting the cards and then underlining words that people have already written in them.
Yes.
Those, like, this word means way more than the other words.
You know, like if I had written this, like, I would have put
it
in bold.
This is the word,
I'll take chance. You know, actually, I'll take chance. That would be...
So it's, that's I trust the professionals.
So the card is that important?
The card is, I mean, let me put it to you this way. We had a big box from Amazon arrive at our house yesterday.
Yep.
And I also ordered something from Amazon.
Because it was a day of the week?
Because it was Sunday. Yeah. And my husband was like, oh, that's your Valentine's Day gift. Do you want to open it? And I was like, we're not doing cards. Like, that was my immediate... But I think I was excited. Like, we're not doing cards? Because I haven't bought a card.
Because I don't have to go out to the Hallmark store.
Right,
now,
I haven't
bought
a card
yet. Plenty of Snoopy cards.
Yep.
Don't do Snoopy and Woodstock because that relationship doesn't define every relationship.
You don't think
you look
so,
like Amelia. An otter and oyster girl myself.
I'm a total otter.
I knew it.
Yeah, my significant otter. Yeah. I love that.
Is that, an oyster in your hand?
Yeah, I brought my own there in my purse.
Good. Well, thank you very much for coming by with the oysters this morning.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lemony, Fisher, and $3 Dewey's having a couple of cold ones when we hear...
Well, say there, Lem, you seem kind of down in the mouth. What seems to be the problem?
Oh, you know that girl I've been seeing the past couple of months?
Oh, why, sure.
Well, I'm not seeing her no more.
Oh, what happened?
She closed her shade.
Just again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Go ahead and update you on the, you know, what's going to be happening today. If you're just getting up this morning, because we're going to get snow. It's going to actually come in here. It's not going to be really, really, really bad, but it's going to be, the timing sucks on this thing. Because it's going to start snowing maybe like 1, 2 o'clock. And then the heaviest part of the snow, Hank, are you hearing like between 3 and 7?
Yeah, between 3 and 7. It's going to start snow lightly around noon. Between 3 and 7, it's going to be the heaviest. It's the worst time of the day to get heavy snow. And then it's going to continue to about 11 o'clock and then change over to rain.
Remember the, we were talking last night, remember the big gridlock snowstorm about 10 years ago when it started snowing about midday and everybody left at the same time? And nobody could get any place for like hours.
It was awful.
So we're going to get like 4 to 6 inches in the city, 6 to 8 north and west of 495, like 2 to 4 in the South Shore. Hopefully enough snow in Brian's driveway so he can use his new snowblower.
Now you're excited about that, aren't you?
It's all I want to do is snowblow.
Okay, snowblow.
I hope this is a big storm and it doesn't turn over to rain at all and we get like a foot. Am I the only one?
What do you wear when you snowblow?
Nothing.
Oh. Do you headphones?
Smile. It's got a big smile.
Yes.
Smile and earmuffs.
My favorite place.
Yeah.
Out in the driveway with my headphones on. It's great.
My husband, too. Like, he gets so excited. He puts on snow pants.
Yeah.
I didn't even know he had snow pants.
Really?
Yeah, and he wears his headphones.
Does he smell like gasoline a little bit when he comes back in the house?
He does. He smells very, like, manly.
Very manly.
Yeah, he likes to do the neighbor's driveway, too. I'm always like, come inside. He's like, I'm having a great time.
If this driveway is, I'll do it. I just got a new errands. It's beautiful.
Really?
And I just want to use it. So.
Is it a ride or a push?
No, just push it along.
That's great. He's got a push, too.
Great. Great.
Oh, I don't know.
It's the instant gratification. Nice. You know, it's like a pressure washer thing.
Yeah.
It is. You know, that is a great analogy.
Yes.
Okay.
It's good.
Okay. By the way, you're hearing Kelly McFarlane, who's here this morning.
Guys.
Okay. And tell her you're doing a Valentine's Day show, too. Kelly,
I am on Thursday night at Giggles, which is on Route 1 Saugus at Prince Pizza.
How romantic.
Oh, my gosh. Slices will be shared. So it's me and my dear friend Christine Hurley.
Oh, the best.
Love her. And Lenny Clark.
Lenny Clark.
And Johnny Peasy. And Trisha Ald. Nice. So it's a nice little show. Yeah.
It's an all-star lineup right
there. It's a lot of blonde ladies.
Yes.
And Lenny.
And Johnny. And Lenny. And Lenny. Okay.
Yep.
So you're just telling us that the big thing these days is the love letters for Valentine's Day.
Sorry, Lauren. Were you going to say more words? Get excited when you talk to me. So I just watched this thing on the Today Show yesterday. It's only Tuesday, everyone.
I know.
And I know. Can you believe it? And they did this whole segment on love letters and how you can go to like a class to learn how to write a love letter to your mate, your partner. And I just don't think I could do that. I would get embarrassed, I think, of my own thoughts. And also, like, and then I'd feel embarrassed if they read it in front of me. These guys are all, I just want to paint a picture for everybody that's listening out there. There's a lot of slack jaw. They're all staring at me. They don't even understand.
Are you really worried that you expose your deepest thoughts and then he moves out on the weekend afterwards?
No, I don't think that at all. I just think it's going to be weird for both of us. Like, you know, dearest.
Right.
Love.
My wife's name is Pam. Dearest Pamela Marie.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Since I set my eyes on you in 91. Your thighs are a little wider, but I may say I still like you.
Yeah, I just broke out in
You could use that class.
Yeah.
My biggest problem is not that I'm horribly not romantic.
Yeah.
But that my writing is like a serial killer, so it would be less like a love letter and more like a ransom note.
Yeah.
A ransom note.
So she could call the police.
Yeah.
So, like, instead of it being like, dearest,
Yeah.
Love of my life. Yours would be dearest love of my life.
Yeah.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Okay, let's get to it. The Dirty Laundry. LBF, by the way, be back tomorrow. So,
yep, she's down in D.C. enjoying herself.
I had to leave her behind.
Yep, this is brought to you by mahealthconnector.org. And we have Kelly McFarland in the studio. Hi. She's at Giggles on Valentine's Day. If you've forgotten to do anything for Valentine's Day, go see Kelly.
Yep,
wrap a slice.
Here's what we got. We got the Olsen twins, Disney live action stuff, and some Grammy updates. All right, so the Olsen twins, will they finally appear in the fifth and final season of Fuller House? It's the question that everyone's been asking, Lauren Owens mostly.
Oh, I'm just dying to find out about
and
this.
And the answer is no.
Of course
no, they won't.
Of course they're not.
Candace Cameron said no, they're not coming back. They have no interest in being on that show whatsoever.
Aren't they brilliant financial managers?
They're not coming because they're laying on a bag of money. They can't come right now.
Like, precisely. They're almost like a hoarder situation except with bags of money.
They're just
trapped.
Coats and money. Yep. Yeah. And
very little food. Disney. Yesterday we talked about the live action Aladdin coming out
in
the trailer.
Exciting.
Will Smith as the genie. People were meh with the, you know. The next live action remake they're thinking of, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Why, how are they going to do that live action?
I mean, all of these, at least the characters are somewhat, you know, like people.
Yeah.
That's going to be Aladdin, he's a dude.
Well, that's the thing, right? So it's not live action then, is it?
It's animated to look live.
Okay.
Couple of Grammy updates.
Grammy?
The Grammys say they did not cut Drake off on purpose. We said this yesterday.
We suspected, yes.
He had too long of a pause.
He paused. You snooze, you lose.
Yep. And that's what the producer said. And Drake even says, like, yeah, I paused a little too long. Yeah.
They sell Adderall for that, you know?
They did. They offered him a spot coming back from the commercial to continue, and he's like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, because that's weird. That means that the audience thinks you've been talking through the commercial.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
and they're
like,
if Drake's still talking.
Drake had a few more things he wanted to tell you guys. Drake, come on now, honey.
That's like a kid
who wants to do his tap dance routine for you, and he's like, I can't.
I don't want to do it now.
Yeah, and then you have an after dessert at Thanksgiving, and people are like, we're about to nap.
Yeah.
And
then, hey, sales numbers are up for the Grammy performers, including her. I never knew existed until the Grammys. Her Hard Place is up there. 480% increase in the performers.
Wow. She's good. I don't know. I want to be respectful. Tripping me up. I saw her on Fallon a little while ago. I don't know what to call her.
What did he say to her?
So, yeah.
Her good. Nice.
And finally.
her great. Okay. Go.
Cardi B. You know, after she had a bit of big. Oh, yeah. See, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I
we do it around our house a lot.
Oh, that must get really annoying.
Yeah, everybody hates it.
Everyone congratulating her after the Grammys. She had flowers around her house, and she had one bouquet from someone interesting.
Thank you, Tom Petty, for the flowers. I left the room, but and the flowers were very big. I want to say thank you so much. And this is such a beautiful note.
Tom Petty.
Yeah. Thank you,
From
Tom Petty.
From the grave.
I would love to hear Cardi B and Mike Tyson have a conversation.
That would be great, yeah.
So,
you know, who's talking? We don't know. They sound the same. It's like two chipmunks trying to do their taxes.
Apparently she didn't realize that Tom Petty was dead.
She, did not realize Tom Petty was dead, but... In her defense, on one of the cards
were Tom Petty lyrics, and at the bottom of the card, it was attributed to Tom Petty.
Oh, I see. Well, you
so
know,
she's like, hey, thanks, Tom Petty.
I thought but his death was pretty well documented. I think they had a funeral and everything.
Well, you know, I don't think that's the circle that Cardi B's running in.
Well, you may be right
you know?
About that.
Yeah,
that's kind of a little bit of a disconnect for Cardi. So there you go.
Maybe don't do a video, though, thanking.
Well, she wanted to be nice.
Yeah.
Everybody who sent the flowers, like poor dead Tom Petty.
Okay, we'll take the high road. That was very thoughtful of
us. Yeah, yes, that was very thoughtful of dead Tom Petty. The Lorne and Wiley
Show. Morning. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wiley Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
A rare opportunity for a volunteer player for Win a Grand in 60 Seconds this morning. And on the line, we have our player all set up. Her name is Marla Lemos. She's from the Vineyard. So, first of all, good morning, Martha. How are you?
Hi.
So, you're Marla. You are Marla. From Martha's Vineyard. Is that correct?
Yes.
Are you calling from the Vineyard now?
No.
Okay.
Have you ever met the Island Queen? She's lovely.
The boat?
Oh, the boat. Yeah,
that's the boat. Yeah, that's the boat.
Okay.
So, listen.
Let's not confuse things any more than we already have.
Marla, what do you do for a living anyway?
I'm in school right now.
In school. Okay. What are you studying?
I'm trying to be an immigration lawyer.
Oh,
great.
You could use a few of those right now.
Yeah, things are
a little bit.
Business ought to be really good.
Well, you're on an island, so
yeah. That's true. Okay, so listen, do you feel confident that you can win this game this morning?
Oh, no.
well, at least you're going in with a good attitude,
that's
Marla.
A horrible attitude. The attitude should be, man, I can do this. I got no problem with this.
No, I didn't know what I was signing up for.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
Dialing the phone is the first step.
Yep.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Okay, now here's the deal.
If your first client says, hey, do you think we can win the case?
You know, you might be okay on this because LBF is. She's out of town today, but she did leave the questions.
Yeah.
So Brian is going to ask you 10 questions over a period of 60 seconds here. Now, your job is to answer each one of these questions correctly. You can say pass at any time, but be sure you make it as quick as you can because you've got to have time left on before the buzzer goes off to come back and pick up the ones you missed. You got that?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Are you ready?
Nope.
Come on.
We're going to play anyway.
You can do that.
He's adorable.
Okay, get ready. Here we go, because it's time to play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
All right, Marla, spell Wally.
Wally?
Yes.
W-A-L-L-I-E.
Who did Elton John originally duet with on Don't Go Breaking My Heart?
I don't know.
Okay.
What laundry detergent prevented Ring Around the Collar?
Tide.
In football, where do the Chargers now come from?
I don't know.
What does the F stand for in FBI?
Federal.
Who had the million seller, I Walk the Line?
I don't know.
Who wrote The Call of the Wild?
I don't know.
Lake Champlain is on the border of New York State and what other state? Who was the first Republican president?
Who is what?
Okay. Hey, never mind. No, don't. Okay.
You know what? Marla, you are incredibly self-aware.
Okay. Your assessment
you were right on the money.
Yep. Your chances, man. You were right on top of this thing. Right on target.
You got one right. You got one right.
You know, I got a tip.
You know, that's actually a personal goal.
That was really, really an incredible performance.
I wanted it to stop so bad.
Okay.
I want you to know, Marla, that you have the distinction of being the worst contestant we've ever had on Win a Grand.
Congratulations.
No, that's not true, because she only missed 9. We've had people miss 10.
Well, I mean, she's
right. So
I think we give her credit for the first
Should
one.
Should we give her Wally?
Yeah, I mean,
we were going for the name of the show is Lorne and Wally, and that's W-A-L-L-Y.
But you know,
I was thinking about my favorite movie.
You're thinking of the movie, right?
Yeah. Well,
okay. They didn't spell it like that either.
Okay, we got that.
W-A-L-L-Dash.
Her young.
Anyway, Elton John on Don't Go Breaking My Heart, that was Kiki D. The laundry detergent that prevents Ring Around the Collar, that was Whisk. The Chargers are now from Los Angeles.
Mm.
The Million Seller Walk the Line was sung by Johnny Cash. The Call of the Wild was written by Jack London. I might need a drink of water in between all of these.
Lake
Champlain is on the border of New York State and Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
The first Republican president Abraham Lincoln.
Okay. So, but there's...
Think of all you know now, though.
You've learned a lot today. And we have a fine, we have a fine consolation prize for you this morning here. A $100 Stop and Shop gift card. Rooting for Bohemian Rhapsody to really win, you know, in the Oscars coming up here, that'll work up your appetite. You can get a big tray from Stop and Shop, all this stuff. They'll even make it for you, okay?
Okay, thank you guys so much.
Now, don't hang up. We got to get some info from you, okay,
Marla? You do, don't hang up, okay? We got to talk.
Yeah, we're going to call
more.
The police on you,
Marla. That's right. Okay, thank you very much for playing the game, and who thinks they can win this game?
Do you think you can do better than Marla?
Of course you can. Okay. First of all, you have to go ahead and qualify. And you do that, you register at WROR.com. So Kelly McFarlane is our special guest here in the studio. We'd like to remind everybody, Kelly's got a big comedy show with some of the really great comics around town coming up on Valentine's Day evening. And tell everybody where you're going to be.
Yeah, I'm going to be at Giggles Comedy Club at Prince Pizza on Route 1 in Saugus. Thursday night for one great show with Trisha Ald, my dear friend, sister from another Mr. Christine Hurley.
Oh, the best. Yep.
I love her so much. And Lenny Clark. And awesome. And Johnny Peasy.
Okay, great show.
Yeah.
And
ask Johnny Peasy to do his magic for you.
You don't have to ask.
Yeah. He'll do it voluntarily.
He did it for Bill Belichick. Ask him that.
Yeah, okay. I know.
Oh, so have you heard the latest about Dr. Ruth?
Dr. Ruth.
They're doing this documentary on Dr. Ruth, and she revealed some things about herself that were heretofore unknown, which kind of surprised everybody.
Very interesting. Yeah. It's called Ask Dr. Ruth. It'll be on Hulu May 10th, and it's this documentary they did. And, you know, she's 90 and talking about sex for a long time.
I was on the Dr. Ruth show when I was in college.
Wow.
What?
I was a guest in the audience.
I need so much more information right now.
Did she fix you?
Did you meet
I'll
her?
Let you know on Valentine's
I'll ask
Day.
Your wife.
Oh, man.
No, I did meet Dr. Ruth, and I also met, what's his name, from Shaft?
Isaac Hayes.
Isaac Hayes.
Really?
Yep.
Shut your mouth.
Exactly. Isaac Hayes, and then Angie Dickinson.
Wow.
Two very sexual people.
Angie Dickinson?
Oh, yeah.
Well, in this new documentary, she revealed something that she has scarred one of her grandchildren.
Oh.
Yeah, get a load of this.
So he's now 27, mm-hmm. and she said he hasn't recovered from this yet. In his fourth grade class in New York City, Dr. Ruth came in and gave the sex talk to her grandson's fourth grade class.
How could they do that to that boy?
And was it career day?
It must have been.
Yeah. Okay.
He's 27 and has not recovered since.
It's like, this is my grandma. What's your grandma do? She talks about sex.
Yeah. And she also said in this little, like, couple of the teaser clips for the documentary that she did not give the talk to her own kids.
Who did
she,
it?
Really?
She would leave, you know, books that had the knowledge in it around the house.
That's
smart. And let them kind of, I mean, come on.
Boys don't read books. They like pictures.
That's not true.
Did you do the talk?
We have an ongoing talk at our house.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of dialogue about it.
You and your husband? Or?
Yeah, we talk about I'm like, this is how it works. No, I mean, I think that he's 13 now, so I feel like he knows some stuff. But, yeah, when he was younger, I feel like fourth grade is a little early for a talk.
Right?
Like,
no, never early.
I don't know. I had the talk with my boys 10, 11.
Yeah, my wife's telling me
fourth grade.
Time to start. It's my job to have the talk with
Sam. Yeah.
He's 9, right?
I mean, like, you know, he's 9. Like, you know, just do it the way my mom did. You know, she left her copy of Our Bodies, Ourselves lying around the house.
Oh, yeah, we did that. Know. That's how the talk got started. Ooh,
those pages must be all marked up now.
Oh, boy.
What's wrong with you?
Dog-eared.
Oh, my God.
Worn out,
Do you think that Dr. Ruth at 90 is still active?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow, that was a quick. You had that in the holster.
Like the Hank was
she
right
knows
on
a lot of stuff and enjoys it. Why wouldn't she be?
Why are you thinking about that? You had that answer like ready.
That was
to go.
I didn't. Kelly asked the question.
But there was not even a pause to think about it. It's like you have been thinking about
that. She's a sexpert. I mean, that's what she does.
Yeah. She is a sexpert.
She's so cute. Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
So there you go. Look for that on Hulu.
Thanks a lot,
Hank. I'm going to watch it.
You've ruined my day.
Yep.
The Lauren and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. the 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
A big study came out of Ohio State. And so if you have kids in school, like you know, grade school, middle school, or even high school, it said there's one thing you can do that is more important than anything else to make sure that your kids are successful. So I'm, okay, what's this? And it is... help them with their homework.
Oh, can't.
Oh, boy.
Can't.
How's that going anyway? I mean, they don't do anything the way they used to do it. That's
like Sam
math.
Is in third grade. He's nine. My biggest problem is math because they don't teach anything the same way anymore. Even like fractions. I'm like,
not just Chicago math. They do lattice math.
Yep.
What?
It's basically estimation. When my kids were in fifth grade, the fifth grade teacher had a class for the parents so the parents could help the kids with the math homework.
That's I would love a good that, idea. Actually. Yeah. We so the math is a challenge. Mine is in eighth grade, and I'm done. I can't.
You're finished.
I'm done.
That's
I was
as
like,
much school as you
I was
did,
like,
and you're
I
out.
I have an eighth grade education. Like, I remember high school, but I don't. We went to a high school curriculum night, and my husband and I, and his mom and her fiance, we all sit together because we're a blended family, and we're team kid. Yeah. So we all kind of sat there, and every time they talk about something, we'd all just kind of look at each other like,
duh.
I don't Anybody know get this? What they're duh. Talking about. He's doomed. Like, how about a trade school? You want to go to
really?
How about trade school? You want to be a plumber?
You don't need to know the Pythagorean theorem, kids. Just so you know, right now, if you're listening,
that one comes in pretty handy.
It does come in handy.
A
it does.
Squared plus B squared equals Never C squared. See, I remember that one.
Yeah, oh, good. Yeah. That. Yep. That.
When do you use that?
I haven't.
I use it when I, measure things to make sure it's square. Actually.
Oh.
Oh.
But also, you know
that
what
wasn't
annoys
an answer.
Me?
You know that, wasn't. Right?
Yeah, my mother was a math teacher, buddy. Oh, I had a lot of math. But now the math that comes home, like last night, what do you have for homework, Sam? Oh, I have to read, I have to do some spelling, and I need to practice the multiplication. I'm like, okay, we'll practice your multiplication.
Let's see what you got.
You know what he has to do for practicing multiplication? Dad, you need to write out 20 problems for me.
Dad?
What? I'm like, the homework is have your parents write out 20 multiplication. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh, I don't like.
I'm making dinner.
Yeah, that's not cool because not every family's the same. Right? So, like, what if there's a parent at home and what if there isn't a parent at home?
What's 11 times 11?
Okay, and what if you got a parent at home?
But
what if you have parents who don't know how to do that?
Right.
So I immediately went online and Googled some printable multiplication
Copy
tables.
And paste?
Here you go, buddy. Print them out. There you go.
I would totally do a different approach. I would be I have to do 20 problems for you. Great. These are all going to be very hands-on. First one is clean a toilet. Second one is vacuum. Now I'd like you to dust. How many cloths is it going to take you to dust our entire house? I'd also really like a foot rub. So
a word problem.
2 feet times two hands. I expect 10 minutes per foot. How long will it take you to do this?
Brilliant.
80s and more. 5-7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.